You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Game day, folks. Dogbound, get fired up. Start making the preparations. It's going to be a party tonight here in the jungle in Cincinnati. The Browns and the Bengals on the NFL Network tonight in prime time. I say get in your cars. You still have time to get down here and get to this game. Turn out, support the Browns. As many people have made the trip from Cleveland, that much I know. And one of the guys who certainly made the trip from Cleveland, who is the general that will lead this team onto the field, Mike Patton. And on the Mike Patton Show, brought to you, of course, across the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network every Thursday at 7. Here's the head coach, and this week it was on Tuesday, due to the Thursday night game. Here's the head coach talking to you about what has been the most pleasing about the first eight games of the season.
The thing that's been most pleasing is that there have been critical times in some of those close games that it could have gone either way, and we ended up making the play to make a difference. And I think maybe that's the sign that we're turning the corner and heading the right direction. Because when you can make that a habit and you have that confidence, like, yeah, you know what, we're down one or two, or it's early in the fourth, and hey, we've fallen behind, but you get that confidence that, hey, we've been here before, we'll get it done. That certainly trumps the feeling of here we go again.
And that's huge, and I think that's the mindset. That's why Ray Farmer brought in Dante Whitner, brought in Carlos Dansby, brought in these veteran guys, guys who have been there, guys who know what it takes to win, and guys who can come through in the big moments. And that's why this Browns team is 5-3. Back-to-back games, they have not played well for 60 minutes. It has not been that complete effort like we saw against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and yet when the game got to its most critical juncture, the Browns were able to make those plays, and I think that's the kind of thing that you've talked about all season long, Matt, really breeds winning, and it's that confidence knowing that, hey, I'm not waiting for so-and-so to make the play. One of us is going to make this play. We're all going to step up right now and get it done, and every week it's somebody different, whether it's Tank Carter, whether it's Craig Robertson, whether it's Taylor Gabriel, whether it is Dante Whitner, Joe Hayden, Carlos Dansby, Paul Kruger. Plays are being made on a week-in, week-out basis to secure victories for this team.
Yeah, you're right about that, and I think that the fact, the one thing that surprises me is that there's no panic. There's no panic in this team in the fourth quarter, which we've seen in years past. And what I also love about this roster that Ray Farmer and Coach Patton have groomed is that there's always a different guy stepping up and making a play. It's not like you're relying on just a Josh Gordon, you know, a significant play in the fourth quarter. It's a number of guys that can make these plays. Last week we saw undrafted free agent Taylor Gabriel making that plays. Next up, we will hear Coach Mike Patton on preparing this team on a short week for the Cincinnati Bengals.
To me, it's hard to put a lot new in. So I think you have to have your inventory of, hey, here's what we do well, maybe with a couple wrinkles to it to be more customized for the opponent. But a week like this, you just tell our guys, we got to be us. We got to be loose, but we still have to be focused at the same time, and just go out and play.
How important is that on the short week to focus on the balance between getting your body ready, staying mentally focused, not getting too overwhelmed with the fact it's national TV, but also at the same time getting that game plan in there to face an opponent in a big game?
That it's so true, and it's so relevant, to these types of games. And I'm glad Coach Mike Patton said it. I've been a part of some big football games, some primetime football games, even some Monday nighters. And I will say, you know, when you, especially maybe even the second Bengals game, when you know a team so well and you know them in and out, you know their personnel, and nothing really changes, it gets very monotonous, and you just can't wait for that game to come and play. So on this short week, it takes some of that overthinking out of it. When you look at, okay, I'm going to line up against this guy, and I'm going to beat him more than he's going to beat me. And that is what I love about this matchup is I'm going to win my individual match. And if we get, you know, 8, 9, or 10 of those guys doing it on a consistent basis, we have an opportunity to win this football game.
Certainly do. And how do you do that? You got to force Andy Dalton to try to beat you. And Mike Patton was how you game for a quarterback like Mr. Dalton.
When you're playing a quality starter like Dalton, as it is with most quarterbacks, you can't let them know what you're in pre-snap. So I think our disguise is important. I think our ability to move around and kind of keep him guessing and change our alignments and our leverages and what our keys are just to kind of keep them guessing, I think is important.
You got to keep him guessing, force him to make quick decisions, and disguise your coverages so that what he thinks he sees is not what he sees. When you get that hesitation, knowing they're going to have a new right tackle working Paul Kruger, that hesitation can be the difference between a completed pass and a sack or a sack fumble. So I think the goal is to confuse Andy Dalton, get the football away from him. The back end of this defense has forced multiple turnovers in three straight games. If you can do that, you can get some turnovers and you can win this game.
Oh, you're definitely right about that. And I think also, too, is, you know, we heard Jeff from Bengals.com, or Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com, talk about, you know, Hugh Jackson and developing that comfort level. And you don't see, in my film study of the Bengals last week, you don't see Andy Dalton changing the plays very often. So what does that mean? Coach Pettine talked about showing them one thing and playing something different. That means we're able to confuse him. When you play a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers or Peyton Manning, they're always consistently trying to get their team on every snap in the best play, and that's why you see them count down to the last 3, 4, 5 seconds on the play clock to make sure they're in the play that they want against a certain set. That works to our advantage. Moving forward, our last soundbite of Coach, we're going to hear from Coach Pettine is, how important is it to have good veteran leadership on a short week to show some of those younger guys who are active parts of this game plan and what needs to be done to accomplish their goal in winning a football game?
It's important when you have guys that have gone through it, but if we want to be that team and we want to be in that in the talk of among the better teams in the league, you're going to get the Monday night games, the Sunday night games, you're playing on Thursdays, or your playoff games are on Saturdays, and that you want to have to deal with that. I mean, a good team can play at any schedule at any time, and that's important to us. And this will be a good test of our youth, but we're confident that our veteran players will show them a way.
And Dante Whitner's been a big part of that, kind of educating this team on what it takes in the short week. He's played in numerous primetime games, obviously, with the 49ers over the last few years. So it was one of those situations where I think it's good you have young guys who are going to be excited about the opportunity to show out on a national spotlight, a national stage, but at the same time, have those veterans who say, listen, let's keep our focus. This is the path that we need to follow. And many players have said to me that Dante Whitner has really stepped up his leadership this week over this team in terms of the preparation for this short week, and everybody is certainly very happy that he has done so.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Nathan, when I heard Coach Mike Pettine's comments, it's you're playing your best game of follow the leader. The guys who have been there and done that, the guys who put the right food or nutrition in their body, the guys who spend the extra hours watching film or the rest that they do, some of the young guys, you're going to gravitate to those guys. You're going to do exactly what they do because they've been there and done that. And that is, again, coming from a guy like Dante Whitner, we heard about, you know, the nutrition and the regimen that Carlos Dansby has to protect his body through the battles of a 16-game season. That is what these young guys have to buy into just in this week and also, too, to continue to stay relevant as we make that playoff push moving forward into the season.
That's right. All right. It is a Call Your Shot Thursday. We want to hear from you. Who wins this game tonight? How good do you feel about the Browns' chances? Who is the X factor for the Browns if they're going to win? And fill in the blank. The Browns will beat the Bengals tonight if they do what? We're going to answer those questions. We're going to take your calls as well. 216-578-0850. When Matt Wilhelm and I return with more Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford. Game day. Let's go. Prime time. Ooh, yeah. The lights are on bright, Big Daddy.
Yeah.